Your Coca-Cola bottler presents Claudia, based on the famous play and novels by Rose Franken. Brought to you transcribed Monday through Friday by your friendly neighbor who bottles Coca-Cola. Relax, and while you're listening, refresh yourself. Have a Coke. And now, Claudia.
That's enough dinner for tonight. If I ever see another carrot, I shall die.
What's the matter, Mother? Don't you like carrots?
They're coming out of my ears.
And they'd be coming there, too.
Ooh.
Did you have to plant so many carrots?
Well, we haven't planted so many.
Just that they all decided to come up at the same time. As a matter of fact, that's something I've been thinking about.
Uh-oh.
There should be a better way of doing it, so everything doesn't come up at once.
If only you had more rabbits on the place.
I'm starting to feel like a rabbit.
Creamed rabbits, diced rabbits, stuffed rabbits. I used to love rabbits.
Mama's a little carrot happy, David. You'll have to forgive her.
Mother, each of these carrots are worth their weight in gold.
I suppose you're going to tell me they're 14 carat carrots.
Oh, Mama, you're such a comedian.
She beat me to it.
I never get tired of corn, though, do you?
It's a good thing. There's plenty of it around this house.
I meant on the cob.
Oh.
Let's go into the living room before this goes any further.
What'll we do tonight?
Digest the carrots.
But it's a wonderful night to do something more than that, Mama.
Well, can't we just stay home and enjoy it?
What, digesting the carrots?
We can do that out just as well. Friday night is the night to go out, my man.
Your daughter, Mrs. Brown, is afflicted with conventionalism.
Oh, all I'm afflicted with is a desire to go out tonight and breathe the air.
There's plenty of air around here. Hot air.
It will be cooler driving.
I didn't mean it that way. She just doesn't know how to take insults, does she, David?
Well, she's not bright enough to recognize them. Well, now I'm going to sit me down in my chair.
Oh, you and your chair. You sound like such an old man, David.
Yeah, I'm going to read my paper, too.
Oh, no, you aren't. You're going to decide what we're going to do tonight? How would you like to go for a drive?
No.
I'll let you do the driving?
You bet you will.
Then it's settled.
It is not.
Hand me my knitting, Claudia.
Oh, no, you start knitting and you'll be settled for the night, too. I want to spread my wings tonight.
Friday night is the night for spreading wings, is it?
What about a movie?
You spread wings there?
What better place?
Oh, it's too crowded.
I don't like movies in the summer.
Now, that's where you're wrong, Mrs. Brown, and I'll prove it to you.
I had to open my mouth.
Now, what is the temperature here?
At least 85.
And in a movie house? Aha, you do not answer. In a movie house, it is freezing, air-conditioned. Each breath you take dripping with icicles. Why, you can even catch cold in a movie house in the summer.
And you often do. Is that an inducement?
Oh, you always look on the dark side of things.
The cold side of things.
Then it's settled. We're going to the movies.
Well, is there anything decent playing around?
You see, Mama, I've won him over.
Oh, I'm willing to go to the movies, but I'm not going to waste my time seeing something I don't want to see.
Somebody has to stay home with the baby.
I volunteer.
Don't be so self-sacrificing. I'll stay home with the baby.
You will not. I will.
That'd be fine, David, because if she stays home, we'll have to stay home and keep her company.
If we all stay home, Fritz and Bertha can go to the movie.
Fritz and Bertha have probably gone to bed already.
Where all good people belong.
Then it's settled, we go. But first we have to find out what's playing.
I'll not see a romantic picture.
You don't like romantic pictures?
No.
I don't.
Nobody asked you, Mama. What do you call a romantic picture, David?
Well, a romantic picture is a picture in the first scene where the handsome young man meets the beautiful young woman and he says, "Oh, you are so beautiful."
Ooh, listen.
Then in the second scene, the handsome young man finds out that the beautiful young woman has a husband. And he says, "Why did this happen to us?" That's where the music comes in. Hand me your comb, Mama.
Oh, here it is.
And he says, "Oh, darling, I love you so, but it can never be. My rich old husband would kill you." And he says, and then he says,
"I'd better never see you again."
And she says, "Goodbye. Goodbye. It's been wonderful while it lasted. Nobody ever loved the way we loved, but goodbye." And then in the third scene, the beautiful young woman finds that she cannot live without the handsome young man. She goes to her rich old husband and she tells him. And the rich old husband decides to have the handsome young man destroyed.
And then what?
And then they lived happily ever afterwards. Ta-da-dum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum. Brum-tum.
Who lives happily ever afterwards?
A beautiful young girl and a handsome young man.
But what happened to the rich old husband?
Oh, didn't I tell you? He dies and they accuse the handsome young man of murder.
Yes.
Well, then the district attorney, who is a schoolboy friend of the handsome young man, finds out that the rich old man had a secretary.
What does she have to do with anything?
Everything. The district attorney, who is a school friend of the handsome young man, was in love with the secretary. But she had been playing up to the rich old man.
But who killed the rich old man?
Who knows?
He can't leave us hanging like this.
That's why we go to the movies. That's why we pay 85 cents to find out who killed the rich old man.
Well, let's go. Let's go. I won't sleep till we find out.
But I don't care who killed the rich old man.
Oh, clown.
Well, that was an exciting movie. Now we don't have to go.
It'd be awfully anticlimactic anyway, wouldn't it, Mama? Listen, we're going to be late for every movie in the neighborhood if we don't hurry up. Would you go and see a Western, David?
Ah, there's more my meat.
Good. Buffalo meat.
I like the clackety-clackety-clackety-clackety-clackety-clackety-clackety-clackety-clackety-clackety-clackety-clackety-clackety-clackety-clackety-clackety-clackety-clackety-clackety-clackety-clackety-clackety-clackety-clackety-clackety-clackety-clackety-clackety-clackety-clackety-clackety-clackety-clackety-clackety-clackety-clackety-clackety-clackety-clackety-clackety-clackety-clackety-clackety-clackety-clackety-clackety-clackety-clackety-clackety-clackety-clackety-clackety-clackety-clackety-clackety-clackety-clackety-clackety-clackety-clackety-clackety-clackety-clackety-clackety-clackety-clackety-clackety-clackety-clackety-clackety-clackety-clackety-clackety-clackety-clackety-clackety-clackety-clackety-clackety-clackety-clackety-clackety-clackety-clackety-clackety-clackety-clackety-clackety-clackety-clackety-clackety-clackety-clackety-clackety-clackety-clackety- expression on the heroine's face, the inquisitive courage of the cowboy, the murderous glint in the sheriff's eye.
Well, westerns aren't bad, but an awful lot of people get killed for nothing.
What a performance, and that's all I get. My wife is a tender spirit, Mother.
I like the horses in westerns, but I hate the people.
Well, maybe there's a good animal picture around.
Good. Then we can send Bluff to the movies and we'll stay home.
In a minute, you'll have me believing you don't want to go to the movies.
Now, you wouldn't believe that.
Honestly. Going to the movies in this family is like undertaking an African expedition.
Operations movies. Synchronize your watches, women. Let's be underway.
Underway.
What about
underway.
The newspaper? If we don't decide first what we're going to see and what time it goes on.
Oh, Mama, you're so organized.
I just hate walking in the middle of the picture.
I agree with Mama.
Because you like to get your money's worth.
And you?
Well, I don't like it because the seats are warm.
Oh, Claudia, there are the newspapers on the window seat. If we're going, for heaven's sake, let's go. Then we won't get home too late.
No. I just love your enthusiasm.
Well, we're going, isn't that enough? Now, read off the titles, Mom.
Be sure you read tonight's movies.
Mm. Mama, what do you take me for?
I'd rather not say.
Oh, insults. At the cinema?
At the cinema.
Let's see. Mm. In Eastbrook Center is playing Penny for Your Thoughts.
Admission, 85 cents.
It sounds like a romantic picture.
It is Betty Stables in it. Sounds horsey, too. And let me see. At the cinema in Eastbrook is playing, Hellbent for Leather.
Yeah, obviously, a boots and saddle leather.
Mm, I don't think I feel up to such a strenuous picture.
You're both so difficult.
What's playing at the Redbury?
Redbury. Let me see. Fine Arts Theater in Redbury. Who Killed Cock Robin? Mystery.
Mother, are you interested in Who Killed Cock Robin?
Not the least bit.
No.
I've got it. Just the one. In Westbrook is playing the picture I simply must see. I've been dying to see it ever since I read about it in a movie magazine at the hairdresser's.
Dying to see it. Sounds tragic.
What is this lugubrious picture?
It's not lugubrious. It's historical.
Oh.
Lots of beautiful costumes and dueling. You know, with swords.
I know. That was the general impression I got with swords.
It takes place during the French Revolution.
I wager you don't even know when the French Revolution was.
That is one of the reasons I want to see this picture. I think it would be instructive.
Hollywood's idea of history is rarely instructive.
You just read different books than they did, that's all. Don't be snobbish, darling. Now, listen, if we start out now, we'll get there just on time. It goes on at 8:05.
Hey, just a moment. Since when do you like historical pictures?
That's true. Since when? Oh. You usually don't appreciate anything to do with history.
I am a mother now. I like historical pictures. Any objections?
No, merely surprised and impressed with your intellectual curiosity. What's that got to do with motherhood?
Nothing.
Hmm?
Nothing.
You haven't even told us the title of this wonderful picture.
It's called Mr. Guillotine.
An incisive title. Very cutting. He gets his head chopped off.
It might be rather good at that, David.
Well, there's something so final about a guillotine.
You're so blasé.
As a matter of fact, I should rather like to see it. I've always been interested in the French Revolution.
Aha. Now I don't have such bad ideas, do I?
Every now and then you come through.
I'll make a confession. I think that I'll enjoy seeing Mr. Guillotine very much. I certainly would never have accepted your invitation to take you to the movies if it weren't that I thought this was going to be a decent picture.
Well, the stone man cracks.
What are we waiting for? Let's go.
I'm ready.
The car waits. Operations movies underway.
Are we almost there? I wouldn't want to be late.
Just another couple of blocks.
Aren't you glad we went? instead of sitting at home as if we were married.
That would be awful.
At least we'll be out early.
Oh, the parking space is right in front of the theater.
Oh, good. That'll save us time.
Mr. Guillotine. Sounds exciting.
Yeah, Roger told me that he saw it when it was playing in New York and liked it.
Oh, now he confesses, Mama. I bet he had it in the back of his head to go to the movies all evening.
Don't jump to conclusions.
I hope it's a good, long movie. Maybe there'll be Mickey Mouse, too. Oh, there's the theater right down there. And there's no line. We'll be able to get right in.
No line? Well, you know what that means. That means that it can't be such a good picture.
Oh!
Claudia, what's the matter? Is that something in your eye?
Well, I must have. I'm not seeing right. Mama, what do you see on the marquee on the theater?
Penny for your thoughts.
My thoughts aren't worth that at this moment. David, they must have made a mistake. They have the wrong movie advertised.
Maybe they've just changed the signs for tomorrow.
Drive slowly, darling. Let me read what's written.
Coming tomorrow, Mr. Guillotine, Saturday through Tuesday.
Oh, no!
Oh, yes.
In other words, Mr. Guillotine is not getting his head chopped off tonight.
That's not fair. The newspaper
said... The newspaper probably said that it was coming tomorrow. I should have known better by now than to let you look it up.
What do we do?
Go home.
It's a mistake anybody can make, David.
Yes, it certainly is. And you made it.
Disappointed, Mama?
Very.
Disappointed, David?
Me? Disappointed?
Yeah.
Very.
So am I. So we're even. Anyway, it's a lovely night for a drive, isn't it? That's what I wanted to do in the first place.
Claudia, are you sure this mistake was a mistake?
David, can you ever be sure of anything?
Lean over here while I choke you.
The average housewife is apt to make lunch a hasty pickup meal if she's alone and in the midst of housework. Well, that's bad. You should eat slowly for digestion's sake. You should relax and enjoy your meals. Include an ice-cold bottle of Coke and see whether lunch isn't a more agreeable, even a more festive occasion when you lunch refreshed.
Well, Mr. King, we never got to the movies, but we did have a lovely drive.
Do you think that's what Claudia had in the back of her mind all the time?
Don't quote me, but I think yes.
She is devious, that girl.
Devilish would be a better word.
Now confess, Mrs. Brown. It was a pleasant way to spend an evening, wasn't it?
Frankly, yes. We had a beautiful drive through some woods I didn't even know existed around here.
You see? Again, Claudia was right.
That's the worst part of it. I wish she didn't feel she always had to take me along.
Well, if Claudia didn't insist, David probably would. They like having you along.
I like being along, but it's not always right. On Monday night, I'll see that they go off by themselves.
Where to?
Well, the summer theater, perhaps. We'll see. Have a nice weekend, Mr. King.
Same to you, Mrs. Brown. Every day, Monday through Friday, Claudia comes to you transcribed with the best wishes of your friendly neighbor who bottles Coca-Cola. So listen again Monday at the same time. And now this is Joe King saying au revoir. And remember, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes. And ice-cold Coca-Cola is everywhere. In this program, Catherine Bard and Paul Crabtree played the parts of Claudia and David, and the entire production is supervised and directed by William Brown Maloney. And now here's a word from your friendly neighbor who bottles Coca-Cola.